I don't think it's like terribly hard to defend him and be like, specifically, Mark Andrews let him down. Mark Andrews decided to stop running upfield and instead backtrack till the ball fumbled and also dropped what was, I think, a legacy drive for Lamar Jackson at the most pivotal moment of the game. But the only reason they needed the legacy drive is because Lamar Jackson screwed up. And the truth is, at this point, is Lamar Jackson has never had a clean playoff run where for multiple games in a row, he can make it without screwing something up. In the regular season, he'd only given the ball away like 6 times. And they, as a team, gave it away 3 times last night, and he was responsible for multiple of them. And so I'd love to come in here and tell you, but I said going into the game that this is going to be a game that determined which person gets buried is the person who just doesn't have it in the postseason, and Lamar has to wear that because he is now going to be like rubber stamped with that across his chest.
He might be like he's like Russell Westbrook. He puts up triple doubles. You know, he's great. He's always in the MVP conversation. He's won an MVP.
He's going to win 3 MVPs by the time this is done and not even made it to but one AFC championship game.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook has made it to one NBA finals, and that was, of course, with the Thunder. So, and he's never been able to make it since. You know, he's almost like Chris Paul. Chris Paul, a legend in the NBA, never made it to an NBA finals. That's Lamar Jackson.
The narratives exist for a reason, and it's just the way things go. The entire offseason is going to be, you know, now about Lamar once again knocking over the hump. I would argue that we kind of already had that this year. He's been so good. He's going to have a third MVP here in a couple weeks, and now he's graded only on one scale, and that is getting to a Super Bowl. This would have been the biggest win in Lamar Jackson's career against Josh Allen. And they came up short. And you're right, he had an unbelievable drive at the end, and they should have had the 2-point conversion. But you can't make some of the mistakes you made earlier on. And that's why, going back to how we start about matchups and do we think the Bills are a better matchup versus Ravens, I still think Lamar is more likely to make a mistake in a crucial moment than Josh Allen. That's just, it doesn't mean Josh Allen won't have an interception on Sunday. I hope he does. But Lamar is more prone to doing that. It doesn't mean Lamar stinks or anything like crazy like that. But there are quarterbacks, when you're inside the top five and you're talking about Hall of Fame, you're talking about, you know, are they the 7th best quarterback or 5th, you know, whatever, right? 3rd best quarterback, however you want to compare guys, you get to the nitty gritty, the margins, and he is being judged on one thing right now, and it's understandable. And it's the lack of postseason success and in play in those moments. And that's going to be what goes with him until he changes course. I think the graphic they put up during the game was, if he gets his third MVP, he'll be the only 3-time Super Bowl MVP winner. Like, that has, like, I think it was like, because Brady had 5 rings by the time he won his 3rd or something. Rodgers already had a ring by the time he won his 3rd. Like, there was a whole bunch of quarterbacks they listed off. He'll be the only, I believe, 3-time MVP award winner not to even go to a Super Bowl.
Like, it's just, there at some point, it's always the same thing. And what I've said about Lamar, and you and I don't disagree, Lamar is a top five regular season quarterback without argument. He is obviously one of the most talented guys in the field. He can do some truly special things. He has developed. He is into a excellent passer. All the stuff that used to be, oh, he's just a running quarterback. None of that's true. But in the postseason, he has one game every postseason in which he crumbles. He overthrows receivers. He tries to scramble around in a wet ball situation and ends up fumbling it away. He forces himself into these. And yeah, he can still do tremendous things where he drives all the way down the field and gives himself a chance. And his teammates hurt him. Like, somebody was pointing out the Isaiah Likely or the Derrick Henry drop down the sideline, but they got all that yardage back on the next play to Isaiah Likely. So that didn't really matter. But he eventually, he chokes. And I don't know if that's just like in his makeup, if that's part of the team stuff, if Harbaugh's not putting him in a good spot. Because I've told you, one of the biggest problems the Ravens have is Harbaugh, for back-to-back postseasons, has forgotten who they are. How many times have they run it against the Chiefs in that AFC Championship game that they lost by one touchdown? In a 17-10 game, they ran it like 7 times, Gold, or something?
Yeah, 6, something like that.
It's crazy. Like, you can't keep letting your coach come in here and fumble the bag, too. This is going on Harbaugh a little bit, too, but he has bulletproof armor on because he has a Super Bowl title with Joe Flacco. Lamar has one single AFC championship game appearance. That was last year.
Yeah.
And other than that, he's got a series of playoff failures.
Look, I like Lamar Jackson, but I can't help but remember all the conversations throughout the season about, hey, Lamar, Derrick Henry can't be stopped. You don't want to face them. Can't be stopped. Or, oh, they get more yards per play than anybody in the entire
DVOA
league.
DVOA-wise, this is one of the 15 best teams in NFL history.
That's right. EPA this, all this. And, not much,
a lot of advanced stats at like the Ravens.
And it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It turns out that you got to have the kind of the it factor in those moments. And Lamar's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to have three MVPs, and one day he might get there. But right now, it's fair to be critical. This is the reality of when you put yourself in that category, you're in a select few, people are going to be critical.
Like
It's not like Josh Allen played great yesterday, but he didn't make mistakes.
No, the truth is, like, if you could combine Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen into one quarterback, it'd probably work. One guy can handle the regular season, and then the other guy can handle the postseason. Because that's the other problem Lamar has is. Now, Patrick Mahomes, obvious. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow have all been better postseason performers. Now, Lamar Jackson gets to the postseason at a far greater rate than Joe Burrow. But when he gets there, at least he performs well. And, like, it's hard to shake. Because, like, I don't want to turn it into this, like, Lamar can't play and just, like, some of these tropes that I think were wrong for a while. But the stats are the stats. The guy's worse in the postseason. Like, I don't fear the Ravens for that reason. He's worse. And Josh Allen didn't have some, like, humongous statistical day. Right. He had 127 passing yards and 20 rushing yards. But do you know what he had? Zero turnovers. None. And in a postseason game, that's the difference between winning and losing.